This is fine, right?
Okay.
Am I good? Yeah. Because I'm like medium. I'm so medium. I'm like medium everything, size 8 average everything. So thank you, Joan and Jimmy. I feel really lucky to be here tonight. I love this series. It's my favorite series in Pittsburgh, although there are many, many others now that are really doing awesome things. I wanted to be here tonight in the worst way, and I'm so glad that you invited me. So I'm going to read some stuff from Slag, but because I've been reading from Slag a lot, I'm tired of all the pop poems from Slag, the things that people make. People love Slag, so I'm going to read you the other things. Because I'm like, you know, let's read the other shit. So I'm going to start with a couple of Red poems, and the first one's called Red Dog. This is your dog, red like fire. She comes to you when your dream, excuse me, she comes when you call, dreams your dreams, even when your mind is still, like anger in the fist, fist like a red dog bleeding, heart like a fist burning behind the cage of your ribs, red dog running the door to the whorehouse open, laced with Valentine's filth, carnation shame, red dog by the fire sleeping, dreaming red. This is your dog, red like candy. She sits and stays as you walk the red desert, heart like sand, fist in your pocket, raw from raging against the terracotta sky, sun like the flame, lighting the opiate of anger in the dream where your lips are sticky with syrup, red cherry smear, cabernet smile, scab ripped off and bleeding, sugar heart burning. This is your dog, red like chilies. She barks at the devil's moon and settles back to sleep as you wake to count the lashes. Fury's fever, red whip. Heart hungry, skin scorched with the ruby brand, the who you belong to in the red house. Streets lined with poppies, garnets in the glow, singed lips, tongue like a fist. Red door closing behind you. Red dog mirror, red dog lie, red dog vodka, red dog high, red dog kiss, red dog bite, red dog run, red dog fight, red dog night, red dog why, red dog shame, red dog mine. It's not the end, this is your dog, red like blood. She lies at your feet, pavement blazing with lava, boil and burn, leashed with rage. Desert sun blistering the belly, heart sweet hate. She comes to you naked, red blood body that is hers, red blood body that is yours, red blood body running and running and running. Your dog, you hold her. And you dream.
It's Red Dog.
It's very surrealistic. It came from, it actually came from a dream I had about my dog losing his skin, which was fucked up. But I have a lot of fucked up dreams. So, this next one's called Red Racket, and it's for my daughter, Silas. Sometimes after I am dead, I hear my name, and it is the tapping of the keyboard long after midnight. The clink of ice. Other times it is a cry of a kitten scratching at glass. The tone of the phone off the hook. Last night, it was my mother's hammer building a chest to store things, keep them safe. Always, it is my lover. Arrows singing silent thunder, the holding of breath, the scrape of a nail across skin, blood and its own red racket. Now, it is the whisper of girls in their almost women clothes, broken bra strap, invisible ink, the bald cough before the feigning of wisdom, things we should know. Occasionally, it is sweet, like a zinnia bursting through hot dirt or a candle burning to soften scars. Once, it was your guitar, fingers nested in the frets like small birds that kept flying. Yesterday, it was the grind of the garbage truck taking everything away. Today, it is my daughter calling out for her mother and the answer of her own name calling back.
That's Red Rocket.
There's a poem for my dad. I have a lot of dead dad poems, and they pretty much permeate my first book, but it ends up on my third book, and here they still are. He's like grist forever, you know. So this one's called 250 Rebel. In the dream, I wanted badly for my father to fix my motorcycle. I kept handing him wrenches, worried I had forgotten, would forget how the gears work. I would have forgiven him everything to get it started, to feel the spread of leather between my legs, to be able to leave like that with no direction except away. Except he was elusive, the way fathers are. Dreams. He just shook his head and was frail. I knew he was sick because he always has been. I knew he could fix it. I knew he wouldn't.
I'm going to read the raunchy stuff. I can't stop it, you know, because like I said, I try and read the things that make people want to buy our books, but fuck it if you buy my book or not. I don't care. I'm going to read the stuff. This is called Body Memories. What will it take to walk shameless? I don't mean brazen, those short skirts, high heels, and stockings are nice. I mean, what will it take to rid yourself of this black package? What will it take to turn the wine into water like Jesus? It will take an act of holy divination to walk past the liquor store without buying. It will take a bad liver, a bottom out. What will it take to stop picking your skin, looking for bumps, pretending you itch, which you do, but then you scratch, make it bleed, scab, scar? What will it take to stop binging and throwing up? You go months and then, like riding a bike, you get back on and the bike goes faster and faster and you crash. You are getting too fat for the bike. What will it take to sleep through the night without rage in your gut, close to your clit? If you touch it, it burns. So you clench your thighs, shake your fists, shake the demons one by one from your bend. But they don't go far. Like good monsters, they crawl under and await the next darkness. Sometimes it takes hours. Sometimes you have to get out of bed, go to the backyard, and bury something deeper.
Have a couple more. This one's called Irreparable. I think of it as a love film. Irreparable. This is how the heart breaks. Never fast, always rust. Tears and a metal-like sorrow. Eyes drawn back to before, more. A heavy, yawning yoke. This is how the heart breaks. A shattering, a moment, or no moment at all. An unmended erosion, beggar moving in his stone pillow. This is how the heart breaks. Wren grounded, hand empty, wound open like a window stuck, the wind barely in and out, the wind. This is how the heart breaks. On Sundays, mostly, broken vase, big bed. The sun, like God's head turning away, his shadow, his narrow back.
And I'm going to read one new one, which I don't have memorized, but I like it because it's mean. And it's called Leashes and Leftovers. You were walking a dog on my street. Not your dog, not that year. And I thought it strange you on my street with a terrier, hair pulled back and a leash. I wondered who might give you their dog to feed, walk, watch, knowing that the afternoon involves liquor, or at least wine, and a married man. All my ex-lovers love dogs, and it's not like you're ugly on the outside. They come to your door hoping for a treat, a toy, knowing your gift for taking in strays. How you loosen their collars, call them pet names, recognize their smells. There's no jealousy in my life. I'm done. Do you want me to be done or do you want me one more? Am I done? I'm done.
Great, okay.